his influence is not waning at all. And I want you to talk a little bit about the Zen Educational Project, because this is taking Zen and multiplying them all over the world.
Oh, yeah. So the Zen Education Project was started by one of his adoring students at Boston University. And this man, ironically, went out and made a lot of money in the tech industry and decided to, as he said it, give back and donated money to start the Zen Education Project. And it's a place where teachers can go get free downloadable lessons. They're all very political. They're based on Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States and other books that he's written. They have exercises for discussing current events, you know, such as the election. They have demonized President Trump and everyone who supports him. They are overtly political, overtly revolutionary. And so they are spreading the poison of Howard Zinn's history. They're doing it for free. And one of the latest things that's going on is in Mississippi, the governor has, I don't know if they've already allocated this, but he's implementing or wants to implement history education that would be truthful, that would discuss the founders and American history in the non-Marxist way, you know, and patriotically. And so one of the campaigns that the Zen Education Project is on, and they do this every time anyone wants to reform education, is they appeal to teachers. They send out free copies of Howard Zinn's book. They have these letter-writing campaigns, and so they not only produce these classroom materials, but they produce these campaigns. And when I spoke at the White House conference, they went and attacked me. They didn't address at all what I said about Howard Zinn's book in my book. They simply called me someone who was out there attacking Howard Zinn as if, you know, I was just attacking him personally.